It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes, let's get going. Story number one's a big one. Qantas has added 20 million more seats that can be booked using frequent flyer points as it really kind of continues to rebuild its reputation among customers. But there is a bit of a catch here. You may need more points to actually take advantage.
The overhaul, which introduces a Classic Plus product, is also in response to the flagging fortunes of the frequent flyer program. Qantas was expected to earn close to $550 million from its flagship loyalty program. Yesterday, it said it'll be less than that. The new Classic Plus rewards program will be available for international flights from July. The number of points needed for flights will vary depending on whether they're being used in peak seasons or quieter times, just like airfares vary. Domestically, the scheme will be rolled out at the end of the year. Now, Qantas currently has about 5 million Classic Rewards seats available on Qantas, Jetstar and partner airlines. That hasn't changed since 2019. The new Classic Plus product will cost Qantas about $120 million next financial year. Bottom line, according to Qantas, it will be easier to use your frequent flyer points to find a flight for the 16 million members of the program. The caveat, which analysts added, is that it might take more points to book those flights. Qantas share price closed up 5% yesterday.
Sean, loyalty programs in Australia are really big business now, aren't they? It seems like companies, especially retailers, just can't operate without them.
Estimates suggest that 9 in 10 adult Australians are part of a loyalty program of some sort. Very crowded field. Qantas is the biggest, followed by Woolies Everyday Rewards, then Velocity Frequent Flyers, Flybuys, that's Coles and Wesfarmers or Coles and Bunnings. And number 5, according to Finder.com, is Priceline Sister Club with 8 million members. They work. You know, people buy more from them. Customers are more loyal. They're likely to refer friends. They're also more likely to have customers interacting online. And of course, they're among the best sources of data for businesses wanting to sell stuff. The flip side is that the customers get more upset if things go wrong.
On to story number 2 now. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's confident that the recommendations of an independent review into supermarkets will help drive down prices for consumers.
Mr. Albanese said the review by former ALP MP Craig Emerson sought to tackle the trend in which prices for consumers were rising, but suppliers were receiving less for their goods. The interim findings recommend a mandatory code of conduct for the big four supermarket chains, Coles, Woolies, Aldi and IGA. Very heavy penalties if there are breaches, also more power to the competition watchdog and fines, which theoretically could be $5 billion for Woolies if it does the wrong thing. There are also rules making it easier for suppliers to protest practices by the supermarket chains. The supermarkets were a bit circumspect yesterday, though Woolies came out and said all large retailers, including Bunnings, Chemist Warehouse, Amazon and Costco, should be part of the code.
Story number 3, Sean. Rural Group Elders' share price tumbled 24% yesterday after it said that first half trading has been significantly below expectations due to the impact of El Nino, low farm gate prices and sustained margin pressures.
Elders said the full year to the end of September this year could be 30% lower than last year. Now, admittedly, 2023 was a bumper year, but that's still a big downgrade. The half year ending 31 March started very slowly, hindered by the declaration of an El Nino weather system last year. El Nino weather systems generally come with warmer and drier weather, not good for large-scale farming. Crop prices were also lower and cattle and sheep prices were below the 10-year mean. While there was some recovery in January and February this year, March wasn't so good.
Story number 4, thoroughbred racing is big business, and over the past century, only a handful of horses have really captured the nation. Farlap was obviously one of them, Maccabi Diva was another, more recently Winx. Now, the first foal of Winx sold yesterday, Sean, for $10 million. Can you believe that? 4 times higher than the previous record for a yearling filly.
That is an astonishing price for what is a one-year-old horse. Wappet Bloodstock, which is owned and run by Winx's part owner, Debbie Capitas, bought the filly on the second day of trading at the English Australian Easter Yearling Sale at Warwick Farm. The previous record was $2.6 million. She bought it for $10 million. The horse had interested buyers from Europe, Asia and the United States. Sales House Inglis had a security guard monitor the filly in her stall around the clock at $10 million. Not surprised. Winx won a world record 25 Group 1 races as part of a 33-race unbeaten streak. She finished her career in 2019. This is actually her first foal. She lost one previously. She's in foal again now. But this $10 million horse, I hope it does well.
Story number five, Sean. This possibly could have been story number one if I was allowed to have anything to do with it, but it's less than a week till the final episode of Series 3 of Bluey, which is supposed to be a kid's show, right? But it's probably the most successful Aussie TV show ever. Less than a week until that one airs, it'll be a 28-minute episode on April 14. Normally, they're 7 minutes, so it's already a significant step up. But the thing is, it may be the last of the series ever.
For those who don't know about Bluey, there are a few people out there. Here are the facts, according to Bloomberg. Last year, Bluey was the second most streamed show among all shows in the US. Americans watched 730 million hours of Bluey. In China, Bluey's third season has been viewed 100 million times since it appeared on that country's version of Netflix. Typically, the episodes involve 7-year-old Bluey, an Australian cattle dog, and her sister Bingo, who's about 5, I think, Bandit, their exuberant father, and Chili, their more level-headed mum. There's Bluey groups for dads, for college students, for childless adults, and of course for kids. The New York Times called Sleepy Time. That's an episode from 2020, one of the best TV episodes of that year. Rolling Stone included Bluey in its list of 100 best sitcoms of all time. Anyway, the ABC and BBC, which funds the series, are remaining tight-lipped about whether there's another season, but many online suggesting this could be it.
I love that you did so much research for this story, Sean, when you could have just outsourced it to me and you could have just taken a breather for a minute.
Yeah, I should have said, Michael, tell us about Bluey.
Over to you, and I would have done it without notes. There we go, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast, and if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.